In the past 15 months, hundreds of people have brought civil lawsuits accusing Catholic clergy of sexually abusing minors. Many cases have been thrown out of court, not because they have no merit, but because the statute of limitations has run out. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, several states are now considering extending the time.
Chuck Spahn's allegations are painfully familiar. When he was a 9-year-old altar boy in Onamie, Minnesota, he says, Father Greg Madigan took an interest in him, not just spiritually, but physically. Spahn says the abuse went on for 5 or 6 years, and he connects his later problems, drugs, alcohol, a 6-month stint in jail, to the abuse. But only now is the 43-year-old Spahn bringing suit.
When I hear people say, well, it was 30 years ago, let's move on. Okay, it was 30 years ago, but you know what? I will never forget what happened. This lawsuit is basically to help me move on. It's the only way that I can hold them accountable.
Spahn has a problem, however. The statute of limitations has long expired. His lawyer, Jeffrey Anderson, says the church exploits the statute of limitations. Anderson says church officials persuade would-be plaintiffs to refrain from suing when they still can, promising to fix the problem. In Chuck Spahn's case, he says, the church promised that Father Madigan would never be placed near young people, but it later moved him to a facility near a junior high school and daycare.
The only way to hold the church accountable, as in Boston or in L.A. or in Minnesota, is to allow these survivors to come forward and assert these cases years after they occurred and let a jury decide.
Anderson says to do that, states must change their laws, something 8 states are considering. The bill before Minnesota's legislature is modeled after a new law in California. Among other things, it provides for a 1-year window in which any case, no matter how old, can be brought to court. This open-ended liability worries Karen Bockelman at the Minnesota Religious Council, a consortium of Catholic and Protestant churches.
You can end up with cases 40, 50, even 60 years old, and the people that you need to talk to may have moved, they may be unavailable, they may have died, documents may have been lost, evidence may be difficult to come by, memories can be faulty.
Bockelman adds, in the current scandal-ridden climate, churches and other organizations will feel compelled to settle with the plaintiff rather than try to defend themselves in court. And she says that could encourage people to file frivolous suits, a point that attorney Jeffrey Anderson disputes.
The burden of coming forward with the evidence is still on the plaintiff, and our court system has a whole bunch of protections in place that protect the accused. And so our system is very capable of weeding out those very few false claims or unprovable claims.
Patrick Schiltz, the associate dean of St. Thomas School of Law, who has defended churches in these kinds of cases, says plaintiffs are seizing on a political window of opportunity to push through these proposals that have repeatedly failed in the past. But, he says, the states have to move cautiously before opening the door to old cases.
School districts, which are already strapped, have to defend 40-year-old lawsuits. The Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts have to defend them. Daycare centers have to defend them. People who babysat have to defend them. I mean, it isn't just, these statutes aren't written to say you can sue the Catholic Church or even you can sue churches. They're written to say you can sue anybody.
He says insurance costs would skyrocket and many organizations that the public never associated with pedophile priests could simply shut down. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.